Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is going to be a bit of a stretch, and this is going to require a little participation at home. But this is the way my very defective brain works over the weekend. It's rare that I race to the computer to jot something down so that I will remember it for the show on Monday.
Please.
This may have happened Saturday morning, and I get sucked in by those, what are they called, clickbaiting threads that say,
yes.
Oh, number six this? Will change your life.
Yeah, number six will make
They're
your
for the
drop.
Slow and the elderly.
For example, historical, is it for the slow and the elderly?
Yes.
Not really. If they're well written, they really do suck you in. The problem is the speed of navigation once you get mired in whatever the thing is.
But it's
well,
it's never there.
Yeah.
It's never delivered.
And the link is always USA.today. And I'm like, that's probably not a website.
But also sometimes the one that they show, for example, has anyone seen the Susan Boyle looks incredible now that she's lost all the weight? And you go into the
thread. Well, you know, that's a lie.
But I'm curious.
Mike, so I don't click at with and Susan and Boyle.
I went at Susan Boyle's the crazy looking lady that went on
she
American
might have been. She might have had issues, and
or the
she,
voice, or whatever. The one,
but
of those
she had the voice of an angel.
So, but the thing is, but you click in it and you see celebrities who've lost weight, and they go through like 10 celebrities, and there's no Susan Boyle.
Right
at the end of the thing. However, the one that got me Saturday morning, I'm just sitting there going, nah, 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 nah,
poor
recovering
man.
From my Cocoonville social hour, and I'm sitting there, and I click on. These historical photos will shock you. Something very simple like
I've
that.
I've seen that one.
And I go through it, and it was, fortunately, I've done...
I've clicked through it as well.
Yeah. I've gone through it, and it's usually the same thing. This one was a little different. And if we have access to a computer, can you guys look up Statue of Liberty under construction?
Yes. And only if you tilt your camera down towards your... You got a lot of headroom, a lot of headroom. There we go. Ah, yes. Thank
better.
You, sir.
Statue
much better.
Of Liberty under construction. See, I don't see that. When I monitor myself, let me do this. Hold on just a second.
You can watch a show on the web.
All right, so you want to look up, it's New York Daily News. Statue of Liberty under construction photo. That's what it should be.
Okay.
And it should be an old lady and like a little man or a little boy standing next to the face of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, when the face came over by itself. I've seen this photo.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, when it's just the face.
Face.
Because I'm sitting there and I went, oh my God, oh my God.
That's cool.
Oh my God. Do you have the picture?
I'm looking for it right now, yep. Pulling it up as we speak.
Okay.
And here we go. Boom, bam.
I can't see your picture, whether you're getting it or
well,
not.
Well, we have it, Mike.
Okay, so it's the lady with that's got her hands on the lips.
Yes.
Okay, that is the face. Take a look at the face closer. You're not going to realize this until you look at it. That is the face of our intern Mac. That is the face of intern Mac.
That is the face.
Can you imagine?
That is the face of our intern.
Can you imagine if bronze oxidized to the color orange?
Yeah,
it would be Mac.
If you took the facial hair off of our intern Mac and you put there he is. He's there right now.
There he is.
Now go Mac, go over towards the go on the right side of Oscar.
Go over to stand by Oscar. We will give you instructions.
Yeah, hold on a second.
There you go. Now get right down near that.
Right next right next to it.
All right, now go right. Get down lower. Bend your knees, boy.
Yeah, like right next
bend your knees and look down.
Take off the hat.
Don't smile. Don't smile.
Yeah, right there.
Don't smile. You're serious
smile.
You said, don't smile.
Now
don't
take
smile.
A picture of him, Pony, please, for God's sakes.
Thank you, Rob.
It's totally him.
It is.
Except no, you can't smile, God damn it.
No, don't smile. Look sad. Look sad.
Yeah,
look sad.
Think of alcoholism.
All right, there you go.
Oh, that was really mean.
Well, it will make him look sad, though.
Really sad. You
have to go right to the root.
Thanks,
you know what's
buddy.
Amazing? The only difference is that the statue looks slightly more lifelike.
These, oh, my God.
Mike, this isn't clickbait, though. These are actual pictures.
Yeah, well, no, this was part of a thread that I looked at, and that particular expression, when Mac is when you're asking Mac, like, how he's feeling,
yeah,
he gets
right.
that expression on his face, I'm feeling fine. And that
intern enlightening the world.
That's hey, right. So
I yeah, wonder if it. He's related.
Give yeah. me your tired, your poor, your orange.
These are remarkable pictures, though. Mike.
It could be related to now. The one that's the close up of the face was the one that really got me.
Yeah,
when
with,
you look at
the lady touching the lips
from a distance,
yeah. with her son,
the lady touching the
or
lips.
a short man
with a cap.
That's
everyone wore hats then.
19, whatever. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there.
Beautiful.
So if we can get that up there, that would be fantastic.
Tony is putting it up as we speak.
And wouldn't it be great if, you know,
social media.
April will be here before you know it, and if we could have Mac out in front of a tax store with the pointed spires on his head, because, right. you know, they have people coming into tax places anyway, dressed
April
as a statue
will be
of
here in the blink of an eye. It should be exciting. When are the midterm elections? Anyway,
Mike,
I'm
I have
sorry.
A bone to pick with you.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just came back from the beautiful state of Florida.
Oh, yes.
And gorgeous, was visiting my sister, my brother-in-law.
You got some good
And
weather.
I said, how the hell does Mike O'Mara complain? He lives in God's country.
Yeah.
It is truly...
The weather was gorgeous. I felt like I was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, it's sort of a better place to go in the winter months than I would think in the summer months.
He's still pissy in the winter months.
Well, it's true.
But right? Well, I mean, I have a lot to be pissy about, you know? I mean,
That's the name of your book, isn't it?
Lots to be pissy about.
The stores look new.
By the way.
The houses look like they're out of a Monopoly board.
It's funny you brought that up because I think that might be my only real form of therapy will be taking pen to paper and actually writing something. It's not going to be a political book, but it'll be a book.
You should write what is it called?
When
an
you say,
op-ed. An op-ed.
Oh, I thought it was pronounced oped. Kidding. when you say that the houses look like they're off of Monopoly board, you mean they're all small and green and plastic?
No, they're all new and perfect.
Oh, shiny.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. You know that? I mean, what they are is they're Florida houses. They look new and shiny and perfect, but they're not. They're built on slabs of concrete, and they're built with cinder blocks, and then they put goo on the outside of them, and that's it. So
you're
they
talking
last
to the wrong guy.
They
I have a house built with brick from the 1800s, and it shouldn't have lasted.
You know what?
Should have been condemned.
You need more goo.
More goo.
Yeah, you need to bring the goo, baby.
You know when, Mike? You know when you have to change a light bulb in the ceiling? Usually, you just get on a chair and just change that light bulb.
How many disc jockeys does it take?
Yes. Well, it takes one. It takes one when you go to Orlando and they put you on a 20-foot ladder, and I'm like, hey guys, I got a lot to live for. Do you mind if I do this?
You're in Orlando over the weekend, and you're coming from your Revolutionary War house down to a brand new house. How is the Familia's Digs down in?
Oh my
Orlando?
God! I think the sticker price, because I looked as I was. Shocked. Mind you, they're renting, Mike, because the market isn't for buying now.
Right.
They're smart folks.
Oh,
they're
yes. But the house they live in, and I'll put their business out there, is worth $2.3 million.
Oh, my.
And it is a resort.
In Orlando?
In Wintermere, Florida. Or Windermere.
Windermere.
Whatever.
It's Windermere.
Wintermere.
Wintermere.
Who cares?
Wintermere. Have you seen that supermoon? It's up in Wintermere.
So they are in Wintermere, huh?
Yes.
Are they
nice? Two gates to get in that community.
I feel in the Tiger Woods neighborhood.
I don't know, Mike, but I've never seen houses this big in my life. Not even when I was in Los Angeles.
Was it incredible?
I was like, hey, when you guys leaving? I'll come work here for 2 weeks straight.
Oh my God!
From
that's
Florida,
incredible.
And I was actually thinking of inviting the team down if they ever leave the house for a week.
Right.
We can all go down and live off the Lando Smoking Pony. But I would just say that it would be, it's a compound.
Florida.
It's a
Florida
compound, shot. Mike. It's a compound.
How far are you by car?
I'd drive up for that. That's a 2 hour and 45 minute
that's
drive
it?
For me.
Wow.
About 3 hours.
They are
here.
22 minutes from Disney
Maybe
World.
Maybe the connectivity is better up in Orlando than it is down here right now. They're all down here right now, and I can tell when I'm
22 minutes from Disney World. Went to Disney World on Saturday. The jungle, the safari side or
the
whatever they
cruise?
Have. Whatever safari they have there, part of Disney World, it took us 22
Animal
minutes.
Animal Kingdom?
Yes, that's what it was, Mike.
Animal Kingdom.
I'm not familiar with that
theme
park.
And I'll tell
park.
You, the National Zoo could take a dump on the Animal Kingdom because I've seen zebra before and they're right across the street. But
okay,
I like hanging out with my family.
So you had a good time there.
I'm unclear on that.
Yeah.
I should point out that this is Oscar's sister, Tatiana. Right?
Yeah, they're both doctors. And, I made the wrong choice.
And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hi, how are you?
Oh, you sound great,
Mike. You sound
Mike.
And look great.
Do we sound horrible?
Fantastic. Nah, just a couple of times. But okay. So Tatiana is a doctor. She's yes. married to a doctor.
Yes.
So if you're wondering why they live in this incredible home,
yes.
they're both physicians. And
I would say when you're a pediatric intensivist, you deal with babies' hearts. You should be paid.
You probably get paid.
Yes.
You get some bank. And the fact is, though, they've gone from Beverly Hills
yeah.
To Orlando now. And so they're living in a – was it a palace?
I thought it was a downgrade. It's certainly an upgrade, fellas. I'll go back. You don't even have to leave the house to care about the community because you care about the house.
Are they happy there? Are they? Do they seem happy in Orlando?
The toughest problem they had, Mike, was how to figure out how to use the surround sound in every room that's not a Sonos system.
That is tough.
And I fixed it for them because I like to fix things. And now right. the readout works. So when I'm playing my Nicki Minaj, you can see it on the readout in every room.
Right. And
yeah.
So you had a wonderful time with them. And
their neighbor, Mike, has a Lamborghini Hurricane, a Ferrari SUV, which I've never seen in real life ever.
A Ferrari SUV.
SUV.
Oh, my God. Wow.
They now have three garages. They have four garages. Four.
Well, let me know if you do the house sitting experience.
Mike, move to Florida.
He's in
game.
Florida.
Move to Orlando.
No, not moving to Orlando. No, like it.
Right next
there.
To Disney World.
Well, you see, here's
yeah,
the problem.
That's exactly. There's my point. Exactly.
Here's
Thank
the
you.
Problem. This is very. He's painting in broad strokes. You can move to Windermere, which is near Orlando, and it's fabulous. Or
it's still Orlando.
Do what my father-in-law did when he was on the mortal coil and move right. to Lakeland.
Yeah, Lakeland.
Also close to Disney.
Yeah, very close.
And
to
you
Disney.
Can move your house to any lot you want.
Yeah, the thing is, you can go 45 minutes outside of Orlando, and you're in Orange Grove country, and you're fine.
Yeah.
However, Orlando, need I remind you boys that when we did a show from Fort Myers Beach, when we did that
yes.
show from Fort Myers Beach, you remember when we drove through Fort Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
And now, I haven't driven through Orlando since that time. I have
because we went through the shady
Orlando.
Part of Orlando.
I go around Orlando.
To go to that McDonald's.
Well, I had to go to the biggest McDonald's in the world.
The thing about it is I go around Orlando because Orlando is bat-ass. And
yeah.
I'm sure the traffic was bat-ass around that.
You can blame Walt for that.
Not right. in the suburbs, Mike. I was shocked.
Really?
The traffic we went through was rush hour or proper Orlando City traffic, right? But when
right.
you're in the suburbs, there's... The Sunway is what they call it, the Sun Pass. You get
is
on the Sun Pass.
Course? There a golf course where they
Oh, no. Doesn't golf.
Oh, he doesn't golf.
No.
So he's out there. So it's just a
It's just
a big
wealthy people
estate.
Being wealthy. They have to do nothing else except sit there.
Did you meet any of the wealthy
I did.
Minions inside of their neighborhood?
Yes, I met them. They brought them all over, and I had to wear a suit and a coat and shirt and nice dress pants.
Why'd you have to wear a suit?
Because they said they're having a cocktail party, and that's my sister said before I get down there to bring a suit. And I did.
Bring a suit, so it's kind of a formal affair, huh?
It was until they left, and then I could wrestle with my niece and nephew and make them sweaty and give them wedgies, you know?
So was the cocktail party at their house?
They got to get sweaty because they don't run around. They don't,
I see.
They don't do anything except play video games, right? You got to make them run around.
Well, hold on. Where was the cocktail party? At their house?
At their house.
Okay. All right. And then they left. Where'd they go?
No.
The
you confused
left.
Like I am, Rob.
Yeah, yeah, he's talking.
I'm
in
really
circles.
Excited.
He's
excited.
He's a little jet lagged, even though it was only
my
Orlando.
Thought is this: is that there was a cocktail party and they wanted to show him off, so they dressed him up, and
yeah,
then
they,
everyone
they
left the cocktail
yeah.
party.
And then I played with my niece and nephew all weekend long. We played basketball. I showed Luca how to throw a football. He still can't throw a football.
Are you indicating that perhaps the busy schedules of your sister and brother-in-law
yes.
do not necessitate a strong parental influence on those children?
Oh, no. They are some of the smartest kids I've ever met.
As
far as education goes,
right.
through the roof.
Well,
actually,
you know
they, had to, they had to move Luca from the school he was in because he was... coasting through it to a harder school.
He's got two doctors for parents, so he's got the brain.
And victims of abandoned parents, they can still turn out okay.
Yeah. victims of abandoned parents.
No, it's the kids. They have so much to do inside the house that they forgot that there's a basketball court right in back, right?
So you like to see them get outdoors.
Can I play basketball?
No, go stack the Krugerrands. How many bedrooms did they have in this?
I think it's seven. I don't even
know.
Well,
he stopped counting at seven.
I couldn't figure out where I was half the time.
Did you have a nice big room with your own bathroom?
Oh, yeah. And steam shower. I sat there for like 2 hours. I bet you think that I was taking a nap. They said, "Is everything okay?" I said, "Yes."
They didn't think you were napping.
So when you go to these cocktail parties with these people that have what you pursue more than anybody
else. It's the haves, Mike.
The haves. You want to be the haves. And are you just a sponge? Well, you love the performance.
I've got this.
You love being a carny. Love being a carny. You
That's right.
I've got more broadcasting.
He's got a third of this. He doesn't need half of anything.
We're working on it.
We are.
We'll never let you know if it happens. But anyway, the thing is that you know, you're around all these people. You're around all these people, and we're there. I find people of great wealth tend to be a little eccentric.
You know.
And you get a pretty decent a-hole quotient there's always at least one.
I'm happy that you mentioned this, because in the past, when I would tell everyone I was a D-E-E-J-E-A-Y, J-E-Y, said, J-E-Y.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
I'm sorry.
Luigi?
Luigi. I worked for Mario. No, in the past, when I would tell them I was on the radio, they look at me a little weird and then say NPR. I said, no, not NPR.
Always say yes to that.
Bam, 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 bam. I was wondering if I could ask you where the shrimp cocktail is. And I realize Diane Rehm has had her health issues, so that impression is just
Mike. It's out
just
of,
what I hear on the radio is what I impersonate. Okay,
and I'll say that now. I say. I'm an entrepreneur. I just recently finished up my executive MBA.
What?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Just want to remind you,
Rob.
I had
no idea you'd done that.
Thanks, Rob. Soon as I say that, Mike, instant respect from these douchebags. Respect, right?
Okay.
And there they said, so what are you a preneur? Like, what did you start? I said,
you said, pass the Jack and Coke.
I said, we started an online media company, and my guy actually lives in Fort Myers. He lives in Maine half the year. My other friend lives in Leesburg, Virginia.
So you use me creating the illusion that I have greater wealth than I have.
Yeah, of course. Oh, very nice. Of course,
all right,
Mike.
That's cool.
I can't say that.
Did you mention that he was bright enough to pull all of his money out of the market the day after the election, and then the market had its biggest week since 2011?
Wasn't part of the conversation, Mike.
Okay, just wondering.
Didn't want to bring that up. It's all good.
Crusted clown laugh. Oh,
I don't think you're the only one. I don't think you're the only one that did that. So,
now, by the way, not getting back in yet. So
and then they tell me how they start their origin stories, Mike. Mm.
Okay.
And then
is there a commonality in their origin stories?
Mostly immigrants.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Really?
Yes. I was shocked.
Okay. Well, I get it. Those are the people that voted for Trump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You come from my brother Johnny?
Yeah.
Why?
We're going to get married.
You're going to marry my brother Johnny. My brother Johnny took my life from me.
I don't understand you.
And now he's getting married. He has his. And he wants me to come. What is life?
You know, I didn't come here to upset you.
They say bread is life. And I bake bread, and I sweat and shovel this stinking dough in and out of this hot hole in the wall, and I should be so happy. Huh, sweetie? You want me to come to the wedding of my brother Johnny? Where's my wedding? Chrissy, bring me the big knife.
No, Ronnie.
Bring me the big knife. I'm gonna cut my throat.
Maybe I should come back another time.
No, I want you to see this. I want you to watch me kill myself so you can tell my brother Johnny on his wedding day, okay? Chrissy, bring me the big knife!
I tell you, I won't do it!
Nothing is anybody's fault, but things happen. 5 years ago, I was engaged to be married, and Johnny came in here, and he ordered bread for me. And I said, oh, okay, some bread. And I put my hand in the slicer, and it got caught because I wasn't paying attention. The slicer chewed off my hand. It's funny, because when my fiancé found out about it, when she found out that I'd been maimed, she left me for another man.
That's the bad blood between you and Johnny?
Yes, that's it.
That's not Johnny's fault.
I don't care! I ain't no freaking monument to justice! I lost my hand! I lost my bride! Johnny has his hand! Johnny has his bride! You want me to take my heartbreak, put it away, and forget?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today we are brought to you by Vistaprint. Holiday time is busy time. But you can create a personal, customized holiday card like I do without spending much time or money at Vistaprint.com. I did it myself. It was fun and easy, lots of options, and easy to personalize with my own message and photos. You can even upload pictures from Facebook. I'm thinking of creating an interesting election-themed card this year.
Oh, it's you truly are a patriot.
It's a holiday card that friends and relatives will love to receive, and it's a great value at 50% off. That's 50 holiday cards for as low as $21.99. It really is a great deal, and I've done it probably the last 5 years. I've done my holiday cards with Vistaprint. Just use your code. Here it is, TMOS50 at checkout. Make sure you use that code or you won't get the discount. That's TMOS50. Vistaprint, more than just holiday cards. They got great stuff for gifts, mugs, canvas prints, much more. This year, skip the hassle. Skip the generic and go to Vistaprint.com for 50% off holiday cards. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Every time, for any reason, you will love Vistaprint just like I did. To get 50% off, just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom holiday card, enter the code TMOS50 at checkout. Again, that's TMOS50. Please remember that code, and your savings are applied automatically. It's that easy. Then send us a card.
We'd love
to get a card
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. Go to Vistaprint.com and get your holiday shopping done today. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, it sounds like Oscar had a great weekend. Rob and I were talking before the show. We had a good weekend.
Yay! Yeah.
You know, it was a fine evening. Yes, Oscar
Mike,
Santana.
It was nice to land, and the election hangover that I felt initially when I left the city.
Yes.
It felt like it had been, it kind of eased a little bit.
Do you think that's geographical? Do you think it's because of where you were?
I think that's in general. I think it eased for me. Mm-hmm. And that's even going through the Cocoonville social event where the gloating's begun. I played 18 holes with the guys on Friday.
You got through it.
And when I got through it, and then it's
how's the hip?
It's the after effect. When you play, then it's 3 days of very painful experience.
Got it. So by average, you at least play twice a week right now.
That's right. And the thing about it is that with me, here's where I noticed a difference. There's some people when they catch you alone that are very, very kind. And how's everything going, guys? Because I'm having a little issue with connectivity.
You sound great, Mike.
And look fantastic.
Okay,
if there is ever a problem in the future, I'll give you a big thumbs down.
Give me a big thumbs down. Yes. Okay. So the thing about it is that individually, people would come up to me and be very kind. How you doing? How you handling it? You know, not over the top, but just let me know. And I know they were Trumpers. Collectively, different story. Collectively, I got silent treatment along with some snark. That's what I got.
Is it a gang mentality, do you think?
It is a gang mentality.
Mean girls.
It's mean girls because the way people who would be kind to me when they're not in a group setting were a little less so. Not over the top. Not super nasty. Just kind of, kind of smirky. Let me give you the comments, all right? Were your ears burning the other day?
Commonplace,
that's
right?
That's fine. I don't mind that at all. The other ones, you ready to switch parties yet? Laugh. And then the rest of it, some of the people were just kind of like, I was persona non grata, and they didn't want to have anything to do with me. Then later on that evening, we had the Cocoonville social hour, and I met two people that were giddy. There's a lot of giddiness down here with the Trumpers. A lot of giddiness.
When
a lot
you
of
win,
people looking
you
forward
have a certain sort
get
of
a, like, get a little swagger with
you.
Get a little giddiness. But overall,
I've lost most of my life, Mike. So.
And I thank God for being a Boston Red Sox so fan true. During the 70s and 80s because that steeled me.
You remember.
Sure.
Remember how to lose. You know how to do it. And then the evening ended with a very frank and open discussion about the election that was a guy that's a big Trump supporter who was very, very matter of fact about his expectations. And I think that a lot of people have very, very high expectations. And, you know, he was honest about it and he was open about it. And he also said, you know, he was hesitant. He didn't necessarily think this is the greatest human being in the world. Mm. Most of them seem very realistic about it. But there's a giddiness because their team won. So overall, I would say when I was on the porch talking to all these guys, when it was the mean girl situation with the guys that I play golf with, a little different. And that left me kind of pissed off. And then when it was with the social hour, it was a little less so. And I got through it and it was okay. And that hangover you're talking about is seems to be dissipating, but then it's like it's exactly like a death in the family.
Mike,
it comes in waves. That's the way it goes.
The fog you felt in Florida, and mind you, when I landed in Florida, there was no fog, right? But I felt it in D.C. because the majority of the economy that's run in the city is run by the government.
Right.
And I remember the next morning, and it's easy to talk about it now, I was positive, but I could tell a lot of people were bummed out.
Mm.
And even when I went to the bank teller, who goes to the bank anymore, the guy that needs to go to the bank, me. And I said, hey, how's your day going? Wednesday. And she's like, not good. And for a bank teller to tell you not good.
Yeah, that's almost in the book. That. You don't say that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you know that there was like this just malaise. People were like, it's like you're wrecked from a night of partying for 24 hours. And when
But you never got the fun part.
No. When I landed, I was like, thank God. Nobody looks like they were hit over the face with a frying pan anymore.
Yeah,
it was nice to see that people are coming to terms. I saw the Chappelle Saturday Night Live. He had a poignant, really positive message.
Best episode in 3 years, I think.
It lifted up my spirits.
Can I weigh in on
since
we're going to talk about that? And I'll mention that in news you may not need. I'll tell you how I felt about the Chappelle message. And the Chappelle, first of all, I think it was okay. I thought it was funny. I will tell you that the sketch with Chris Rock about white liberals reacting to the election, and this is something that African Americans knew all along was potentially going to happen, I thought that was funny too. With that said, I have to say that my initial laughter is followed by a, okay, chuckle, chuckle, ha ha, and let's see how it plays out. That's the way I looked at it, because there's no secret that there was a big section of Americana that kind of bailed on this. And you know what? White conservatives have been made fun of for 8 years, for longer than that. It's okay for white liberals to be made fun of at the same time, who didn't see any of this coming. With that said, you know, I think it's something that I feel as though we are divided, and that made me feel, after I watched that, even more disconnected to everything.
The black man?
I feel as though there is no... I don't think that there was any responsibility in those sketches when you see Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. We knew it was coming. I'd be more inclined to know, well, how did you vote? If you knew it was coming, did you?
It's a comedy show,
but it wasn't funny.
I don't know.
I thought it was funny.
I felt as though, oh, hey, don't look at us.
I think six months from now, you'll look at that. It's still fresh, and you'll be like, right. I see the humor.
I looked at that, and I was
you're too close to the subject matter.
I think maybe I am too close to the subject matter. I mean,
but don't you think it also brought to the forefront something that no one had really addressed yet? I thought that was some of the better writing I've seen on that show in a long time.
I think if you ask me to put it in election terms,
yeah.
I think we have this, and I'm not African American, so I can't speak to it, but I think we had a tremendous amount of feeling in the African community that's like, F you, you don't do anything for us anyway, so why should we jump on board? And we knew this was coming because we knew this existed. So I guess that's the way I look at it.
I'm Latino, and I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the Latinos that didn't want certain immigration side of business.
I think that took me a much shorter time to figure out. I think you had a Latino community of legal people here that probably said,
I did it the right way.
We did it the right way, and we don't want to have our jobs taken. I think that probably resonated. That's what I would think, but I don't know. So I didn't probably react the same way. The Kate McKinnon,
the
hallelujah
open
at the beginning was bittersweet, funny, sad kind of. Yeah. It was like, but she was, she was close to Hillary Clinton. You could tell she was a little.
Her career now is going to suffer.
Yeah, I mean, she got this close to having 4 guaranteed years on television.
That's true. Missed it by that much. So I got a little bit of gloating, and that's the way.
Question about that, because I know you've talked about the sort of environment on the golf course that you deal with when you go out with these guys, and they're going to bust your balls about something.
They bust his balls before the election.
Yeah, but did it have a different tone to it?
The ball busting is pretty much confined to post round activities, sitting there, having a little drink, the betting, paying off the bet.
When
that's
they're fueling up.
You're fueling up and you're paying off the bet. On the golf course, it's golf, golf, golf. That's really what you're thinking about, and that's what you're paying attention to. So, the gloating is, I wasn't surprised by it, but it doesn't make you feel any better. Other than that, when Oscar talks about getting off the plane down here, there's a lot to do down here. A lot of people are distracted, and a lot of people go about their lives.
Disney World. By the way, drink's not as expensive as I thought.
Ah, it's Florida.
A vodka lemonade, $7.75. I was expecting $12.
Welcome to the world of retiree pricing.
Parents, I didn't know you could drink and walk around Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Like, every snack place has some
sort of
alcohol.
It was the best thing I've ever seen. I must have murdered, like, 7 beers.
Might have to run up there. We've made the conscious decision to take the little guy up there after his 4th birthday.
Probably
we're not
going
to do it while he's 3.
I think that's wise. You'll end up what happened with Robert and me.
Yeah.
When he was beating his fists on my chest, screaming, "You're hurting me! You're hurting me! You're hurting me!"
How old was he when you took him in there?
That was his make-a-wish trip, so I think he was like 8.
It was
a great wish.
He was 8?
I think so, yeah. You know what? It's asking a lot of anybody, that place.
Like, he did that? He behaved that way at 8?
I'm trying to think. Well, I know what year.
You can't be surprised.
We started the podcast.
8, though, is 8 is...
It was 6. Forgive me. It was 6.
All right, 6.
6. Yeah. And you know what? It was Florida in the dead of summer. It was hot and it was miserable, and we were asking a lot of everyone. I'm surprised I wasn't beating my fists on his chest saying, "You're hurting me."
I got Sophia to go on our first roller coaster. I think it's called Everest.
Yeah.
And she was...
How old is Sophia now?
She's 6, and she's 46 inches, and it's 44 inches tall.
So
to
she
ride
just
the
made
ride.
It, yeah.
How did she handle as a 6-year-old? Luca's older, right?
Yeah, Luca is 11 now.
Okay, so that's...
Wow.
Luca's perfect age for Disney.
Yeah.
Wow.
These kids must be going... They're living in the palace. They're a minute from Disney. How many trips have they had to Disney?
They've been to every park, I know that, because all their friends come from the West Coast, and then they stay at their house, and they all go to Disney.
Well, you see, it's really not an urgent thing for Luca, because their house has 2 roller coasters.
Might as well. So,
it's
she
a great
went
place
on there.
To be. It really is. That's right.
She's 6, she goes on, I know she's terrified, but she doesn't want to admit to anything, right?
Right.
So she's a tough kid.
She's a tough kid. And when we stop from the Munsters, the girl with all the hair in her face.
Wednesday.
She looks.
Wednesday Adams.
The Adams family.
Right.
When we stop, the roller coaster.
Did you drink a lot over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
he just said he did.
Yeah, but 8 beers throughout a day is nothing.
Yeah, but
you
weigh 14 pounds.
Did you drink on the flight coming home yesterday?
No, I don't drink on flights, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Unless I'm with Todd Moore and I want to get hammered.
That's how they get you.
Yes.
Airline prices.
So we go on the roller coaster. It is slightly terrifying for an adult.
Sure.
Yet it is terrifying for a 6-year-old, right?
Mm. Sure, absolutely.
So we stop. I look to the right of me and she's sitting right next to me. And all her hair is in her face, like out of a movie, like a movie. And she doesn't say a word. I'm like, "Hey, Sophia, that was fun, right?" She goes, "Yes." this?
Is it my hair's messing my face up? And Tito Oscar says, we'll get you new. We'll buy you new hair.
And my brother-in-law says, how was it? She goes, I wasn't scared. And I was like, that's not what I saw when the ride stopped. Yeah. You do not want to take her on this again.
Oscar said, I want more of Mickey's special hard lemonade.
There you go. We'll take a break and come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Seems young.
Is that an end? Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the right All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
It's all about you.
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately.
Oh, so sorry. I think it's this one.
Very right. If you want to have your message read on the Mike O'Mara Show, please send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. As always, Rob with two P's.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mm. I'm not sure where that one was going. That meandered a little bit, that one there.
It tells a nice story, though.
Little story.
A lot of Rob.
Welcome back to our show. Brought to you by Sleep Number. The holidays are right around the corner, so you better get ready, pal. This year, why not give yourself the best gift of all, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. It's the gift of better sleep. I love my Sleep Number bed. I am in a position now with my little adjustable bed where I have my perfect setting. I have my perfect foot position, my perfect head position, and that's why I had a 95 again last night. Sleep IQ, it tracks your sleep so you know exactly what to adjust for your best night's sleep. Whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night I told you the Sleep IQ was 95. I feel great. Come in right now during their semi-annual sale. You can get a Queen Sleep Number Classic Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology for just $15.99. That is a $500 savings. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find a Sleep Number store near you by calling 800-511-0061. Be sure to spread some cheer, everybody, and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Getting back to the way we all reacted to last week, I'll wrap it up by saying this. I'm not sure I have any clue as to where I stand. I don't know whether I am... I just don't know how I'm perceived within the community. I do know one thing. I'll be calling Comcast Cable today because I told you that hump was in the neighborhood last week, and it has all gone to crap. I swear to God. Down here, I'm watching.
Mike, you sound amazing.
That's good.
You sound amazing. Yes.
Stop talking.
And you should not care about the way you're perceived in a neighborhood. You never cared in Manassas. You didn't care in Annapolis. Why do you care now?
Yeah, all of a sudden.
I don't know. It's an odd time.
Those people are going to be dead in like two seasons anyway. Yeah.
It seems like, here's how I feel.
Put it to you this way. They won't be voting for congressmen.
I feel like suddenly it's stylish to be an a-hole. That's what I feel like right now.
Oh,
suddenly,
you made a living doing that for 20 years.
Yeah, I know. But
he's like union. I mean, he's a pro.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but
pro.
Also, no, when you say that, I did that on the show. I didn't do that in my real life. I didn't do that right now. You're seeing a lot of stuff that just makes me wonder. Everything's topsy-turvy and upside down.
There's still social outrage online, Mike. I'm telling you, can't say a single funny thing online without someone writing, well, isn't that insensitive? Yeah. If you make a joke about that, doesn't it make it true?
That's right. Where were you 2 weeks ago with those funny jokes?
I thought we were going to break the glass ceiling. I guess we have to call a new glass guy.
Well, all I know is after the Cocoonville experience, I did go to church yesterday. I did walk into.
Oh, you went to the Lord.
Went and actually brought my little guy in for his first full hour, like in 5 minutes. God, they could make it an hour and flat, or at least.
Or you could watch it on
minutes.
TV.
Yeah, like my mom used
mass
to.
For
yeah,
shut-ins.
Mass for shut-ins.
My mom is like strictly Latin mass for shut-ins now. She's getting older, and I'm like, hey, you going to church, mom? She goes, no, I watch it on Univision now.
And they and it's the Spanish service?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And it's three hours long.
At least a decade. At least a couple of decades maybe my mom watched it on TV. You got it. You go there, though, to get the little show, and of course, everybody's back down here right now. We brought the little guy in, and he did remarkably well for that.
Did you dress him up?
Yeah.
And that's
awesome.
We put
little suspenders. It was very, very cool, and I wore long pants, too.
Very nice. I bet you were adorable.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And
did you fidget though?
I fidget. Yeah. I fidget because my hip hurt. So I wasn't in one place at one time. But the thing about it is, I like everything about this church that I go to because it's very inclusive, and it gives you kind of the bare bones of what you need. The thing about it is, the music sometimes just does not move fast enough for me to like it. I just wish they'd get it over with a little bit.
Well,
I remember speed it up.
Oscar, when we were down there for the godparents, the christening and the godparent ceremony for young Michael, I know that was an extra hunk of show added, but it seems to me they run a pretty tight service. What's the average length of a Sunday show?
Hour and 10.
And you think they should keep it to an hour?
If the perfect service for me would be, I don't want to overstate it, 23 minutes.
But, Mike, they
used to do that at the beach church, one when we would go to the beach when I was little. And I think
God loves you, amen. Have a great day.
Take care,
everybody.
St. Catherine's, they would do it. It was about a 23-minute service. And if you went to a late one, the priest would show effects of doing a lot of communion.
And
because he'd start to slur a little bit.
And he probably say, remember, God doesn't like beach erosion. Make sure you donate.
That's right. That's right. Keep it. Pray for the beaches.
Worship streamers, Mike. That's what I wanted to find. Worship streamers, the word for what we saw in your church, you don't have that in many churches. It's almost an art form.
Oh, those things?
Yes. It's like an Olympic sport.
They wave the flag?
Yeah, interpretive dance with the streamers.
Mm-hmm. They only do that, though, for like the big shows, like All Saints Day or something like that when we have that.
Or a baptism?
Or a christening.
For confirmation,
They did that for a christening. Yeah. They only bring that out. They'll probably bring it around Christmas time as well.
More churches should do that. That's fun.
Bring your own, Mike.
Yeah, that and the smoke.
So let me tell you what I did to cope, because I am trying to cope.
Oh.
I got done with the service, and I decided I will do two things. I will do head of the line, say hi to the main guy, and be on my way. I will avoid the line altogether. I'm usually, when the service is over, I'm in my car, and it's like time to get out of here as soon as I possibly can. I'll give it to you. There we go.
Thank you
very much. I'll get out of the line, and I'll be done. This time I said, I got to talk to the guy, because I know kind of where he comes from, and I got to tell him how I'm feeling, because I'm having trouble with this. And
any of it at all
like
that you want to make sure you're seen?
No, not
like credit.
Not even part. No,
okay. I love
credit. It's not that. That's the Catholic thing. This doesn't exist like that. It's a price.
I earn it.
You can roll in or roll out. You know.
Right.
They want to get their hooks into you. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
They tithe.
But I've never. You know what? No, they don't tithe here. They don't tithe. No, thank God for that. They tithe at that other church
Mike,
I went to
when
a long
I was
time
a kid.
And by the way, there's that sound effect again. By the way, when they said that,
yeah.
Oh, tithing. Thank you very much.
When I was a kid, I was like, "What does Tide, the detergent, have to do with anything?"
Tide. Well, how do you think his robes look so nice?
I was like, "They must really be into cleaning things."
I haven't been around Protestant churches for my entire life. I believe I've got this right, though. Tithing is 10% of like your income.
Yeah, 10% to the church, man.
Given to the church,
which is cool if you can afford it. But how many people can?
Well, the good thing is the less you make, the less money you give.
Jerk.
So you're shooting for that.
That 10% would mean more.
You're shooting to make less money. That's it. So
that'll show God.
Here's my 1099. Tithe away.
They do a lot of stuff where their table's set up to feed people at Thanksgiving.
Right.
I know all about that. But there's not a lot of, well, where have you been? Don't even get it from the Maine people.
No, okay, that's good.
I was in my house in Maine for 6 months. What do you expect?
Everybody's very cool. Everybody's cool about it. But I said I want to get my little quiet time with the pastor.
One-on-one time. Yeah.
I want to tell him that I'm hurting a little bit, and I wouldn't mind talking to him.
That's very sweet.
Because that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So I decide I'm going to do the line, and I really never focus on the line because I'm out of there. The line, I forgot, is every little old lady for 45 square miles
Oof.
Needs her 10 minutes
yes.
of of time. And man, oh man, you want to talk about the Christian ideal of caring about other people? Well, that's thrown away when you're talking about 500 people in back of you and you want to get your 30 minutes talking to the priest.
They feel, you know, they need it. Just, they want it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sometimes the Boniva doesn't work, Mike. You got to pray.
Yeah. So I bolted out of the line one time. Then I circled back and I came back into the line again. And I was at the literal end of the line.
You didn't ask for cuts?
Yeah, you should have cut.
No, I didn't ask for cuts.
Don't you know who I used to be?
Right. So
he is. How dare you?
I'm at the end of the line. There are two old ladies in front of me. All right? The first one, this is serious. I'm in back of her, and there's another lady waiting, and I hear, I'm like, okay. Okay.
And another.
I'm like, okay, there are two of us left. There are two of us left, and you are, you're going into your fifth minute. You're going into your fifth minute. Stop. Stop. Go to the church.
Hail Marys.
Drive over there and walk into his office and talk. This is the
Make
line.
Make an appointment.
Okay? This is
baby.
The line. Then it's like. And then this thing went on and on. And I am sitting there in the house of the Lord getting steadily pissed off at the fact that this old lady is occupying all of his time. And then, by the way, he's such a cool guy that she starts to walk away. And he says, oh, and one other thing.
Oh!
And he brings her back over. He brings her
back
over.
Have you planned your estate yet?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
He said,
she wasn't that old.
When you're writing out the will, this is the proper spelling.
It was frustrating. It was frustrating. Then the next lady right before me, very quick, thank you very much, have a great day, just wanted to say hi. And then I said, Father, I had to wait in line. I said, normally, he didn't get the joke either. I hate that. What is it with me trying to make jokes with clergymen and they don't get it? I said to him, I swear to God, you brought up Disney? I swear to God, this is what I said to him. I said, well, I rarely wait in this Disneyland line that you have in back of you, Father, but I decided I'd come over here. And,
just insult
the man. Well, now, why are you reacting to
that?
I didn't think that was that
bad. You're so out of touch.
That's that. If he doesn't immediately grab onto the fact that it's lighthearted, it really sounds like you're being an a-hole.
Yeah, complete
oh,
dick.
Oh, no. That's great. Then I blew that.
Yeah.
Blew that. Back the wrong candidate. Act like an a-hole in front of the pastor.
I'm sure you saved it during
FML.
The talk, though.
FML.
You
that's
saved it during the talk. I bet
yeah,
you had a great talk with him. He's a good guy.
It was brief because I know I'm the last guy in the line, and I know he wants to probably go in and have lunch, and I don't want to deal with that. So I said, Father, I'm an open wound. I'll be honest with you.
Like
I said,
he's goofy in the big suit.
I said,
I know it's hot out here, Father, and you got to get behind that wall. But
I know I might see you when we have breakfast with the princesses tomorrow, so I'll keep this brief.
I told him my heart was broken. I said, I feel broken heart. I said, I'm having trouble dealing with this.
Yeah.
And I know how you feel about certain things. And he said, a lot of people are. You're not alone. I said, I would love to have an opportunity to talk to you one-on-one at some point.
And
just to tell you how I'm feeling and all that. And his sermon was about it, too. About how that, you know, no matter how you feel, you put the guy upstairs in your life.
Mike, what type of car does your pastor drive? I just always love hearing this.
I
picture a Cadillac Escalade with extended cab.
No, he's a young guy.
And it says Trump Pence right on the back.
No, you haven't been. You were down here for my son's baptism.
Yes.
First of all, we have people from every political persuasion in our church. We do. But I get the impression from what I've read about him and where his background that maybe we didn't even it didn't address that. I don't care if he plays for my team or not.
Yeah.
Right.
I was telling him that you know, I was having a little trouble. As many people, Pony and Rob will back me up.
Yeah.
We were talking before the show that, you know, you still have a little trouble hanging on to this, and I wanted to get
you wanted emotional support.
I was happy with the shows last week that we were able to, you know, purge a little and maintain our funny
and
have
the
a little
funny.
Stuff like that. Bring back the funny, and that's what we were going to
make TMOS funny again.
Right. Well, if I can bring back the funny on this show, speaking of church, we also didn't bring the offering. So we put a little
offering.
We put a little envelope in the basket.
Sure.
That's what you're supposed to do. And so the lady
I thought
with
that
the,
was supposed to take. That was a donation for everybody.
That what you do is you pledge to a certain amount, and then you give a certain amount every week. And Mrs. O'Mara left it in the drawer in the kitchen, so we didn't have anything. I said,
Do you want me to put some cash? And she said, No, we'll do it next week.
It's like an IOU.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
That means when we put the basket in front of me, we're not going to have anything. And people are going to look at us like, no, just do it. Don't do it. Now we'll put it.
And so the lady comes over, and I'm looking in the other direction. She practically shakes the basket in my face. And, well, no, this we were in, like, the second row.
You gotta
take
credit.
A shakedown.
You got a square machine?
So I take it, I like rip it out of her hand, and then I hand it to my wife, who passes it down the line, and we didn't give him anything. That was it, but we'll give it to him.
You'll double up, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
When did when you realized that you had forgotten the envelope, did Carla look surprised?
Her eyebrows have calmed down.
Hey, that's good to know.
What do you give to church these days? Like, what's the average? Like, I remember when I was a kid, throw a buck in, you're good to go.
Each week, when they give us the basket, we have an envelope with a check in it for
a check?
$10,000.
Oh, my God.
$10,000. That's what we
do. Guy's driving a Ferrari.
Yeah, but he blacks out some of the numbers on the tracking, so it doesn't go through.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very exciting.
I'll get you next time.
Is that a four or a nine?
Very clever, boys. We will take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Somebody's gonna come. Hey, Rob Spiewak, when you go to the beach, what are your three favorite things to do?
Oh, well, I love to go swimming in the ocean, of course. I love the girls on the beach. They're always in reach. And I always love listening to 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Was that three things or four things?
I think it was three.
Ah, shut up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, you heard right, ladies and gentlemen. The Mike O'Mara Show is headed to New Orleans, Louisiana. Saturday, November 4th, 2017, the Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues, New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. And I should say, Nolens.
More than
I should say, New Orleans. There are a limited number of seats available, so get your tickets right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says TMOS Live Nolens. Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. We're all going to be there. Don't miss this historic live event. We're going to be adding little different things as we continue to tell you about this, because we are 1 year out from the show.
Yeah.
Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, and buy your tickets now, though. That's the one
Do
thing.
Do it. Get in.
Get
That's
it
the
on.
Prime directive. We're going to have information on hotels soon, and we will let you know all about that. The Mike O'Mara Show live in Nolens. Laissez-les bon terrouler.
And you know what? Tomorrow I'd like Oscar to say it, so work on it.
Please.
Yes.
And where are we with the hotel information on that?
They said this week, Mike. Ooh. This week.
We'll let you know when we know about that, so stand by for that information.
After we booked our rooms.
We got to get in.
Yeah,
Settle down.
We got to have a place to stay.
I can't let SDM move in before we move in.
That's true. You know, I love hearing the people that are from like Lake Charles and places like that. Talking about that one guy that posted that he bought his tickets, that he's from Louisiana. This is great for people on the West Coast. This is for our Wichita people, for our Texas people.
I'm excited for the city as well. I've never been.
And for the city of...
You've never been to New Orleans?
Never been in my life.
Oh, boy.
I'm shocked that he's never been.
Well, yeah.
Pony, you don't leave Fairfax. I mean...
It's a Saturday show, right?
That's Saturday.
Saturday, 8 p.m.
Saturday.
All right. The key for us is going to be just pacing ourselves so that we have a good show on Saturday.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
do not mandate. Do not mess it up.
Yeah, please.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are planning a Christmas in New England, boys. That's where I will be heading north winter time.
When you say we, do you mean me, you, and Oscar?
No. Want to come up? You can. Love to have you. You know, that'd be fantastic. I'm going to be, I pulled the trigger on the trip. We've been going back and forth.
Right.
Do we drive? Do we fly? What do we do? And we're going to be flying. We're flying up to Boston.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, we'll be flying up to Boston.
Are you going to spend Christmas with Kathy?
I'm going to play probably see Kathy, and we're going to the Boston Pops Christmas thing with the family. We're going to take the kids' concert. We're going to go to the kids' concert. And then we're going to be up in the wilds of New England for ourselves, just a little family Christmas up there.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been up there during a winter?
I don't. You know what? It's interesting. I have never, ever been in the state of Maine in the winter.
That's nice. No.
You know where he lives. Yeah. We've been there.
This will be...
How y'all doing here? Now, I know the same time people are down here in the summertime, but they're not going to be around now.
Mike's going to get to his home. There's squatters there.
You scream. Scream as loud as you want. Scream as loud as you want.
Oh, I forgot this. I forgot to tell you. Another incident in Cocoonville, boys.
What incident?
Crime?
Carla gets a call from a friend. There's another family down the road. Our friend who has a little three-year-old, and Carla and her are buddies, and I know her too, and she's a friend of mine. She calls Carla last night. Her parents live in the community too. About 3:30 in the morning here in our sanctuary.
Yeah, sanctuary.
Somebody, I think 7, 8, maybe as many as 11 families reported 3:30 a.m. people knocking on windows to see if anybody was home.
We're not sure.
Yeah, very scary.
That is not scary. Okay. What are those jerks at the gate guard in the front doing?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's do a little playlet. Rob, would you like to play the role of me calling to ask the gate guard? All right, hold on. Let me see if I can. All right, here we go.
I can't wait.
You be the gate guard that I called last evening to find out if there have been any police reports.
Okay, well, I guess I would dial and the gate guard would answer.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Mike O'Mara at 1313 Mockingbird Lane. There were some reports of some disturbance last night. Do you know anything about it?
Nope. I got a note that said there's something going on.
What is the policy that you take when disturbances are reported?
We gotta wait till the supervisor gets in on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. Can I speak to the supervisor?
No, he's not going to be here till Monday morning.
I see. Does it open up?
I don't know
up
anything about it. I know, you know, if I get a report, they didn't, nobody told me anything.
Does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know. I don't know. I do know one thing.
Yes?
I hate you.
Oh, really? Me in particular? You.
No, I hate everybody who lives here. I hate my job.
Okay.
Mike. Yeah. I'm sorry. Guard?
Guard? Yeah. Hey, this is my wife, Carla. Hi.
Hi, guardman.
I got a note. I didn't see any report of it. I didn't see anything on my note.
We're starting a new movement to make Del Boca Vista great again. What do you think? Will you join us?
No, I don't know anything about that.
We're going to get you a hat.
That. I don't know anything about that.
Really?
I don't know anything about that.
Do you like cars in and out?
I don't know anything about that.
We just want the people to live in this neighborhood to be safe.
We
want to
feel safe.
I make sure people that come through the gate are the right people.
Maybe we need a bigger gate.
I don't know about that.
Maybe we should build a wall.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. That's fantastic. Yeah.
I swear to God, nothing.
Absolute zero,
nothing.
Just a zero. Yeah.
Get involved in local politics.
I'm going to do it.
Get involved and tell them you want a better way to live.
I got a veiled from one of my neighbors that said, well, if you went to the VCA meeting, that's the community association. That's it. CA is community association. Oh. And I just want to make sure everybody's safe. The only way we knew is because a neighbor called us. Otherwise, nobody knows what the hell's going on.
That's not okay.
Creepy people that are coming in and walking around. And by the way, so the people that are paid to do that, there's one job they have. They have jobs letting the right people in, making sure that people are on a list if they come in or they live here. Other than that, there is nothing. There is nothing in the game. Now, that I didn't make that policy. That's just the way it was explained to me. So I have no idea. And what happens, 2 years ago, we had a little incident here.
The break-in,
where
I remember.
A car got stolen and our car went through. And everybody, this is what happens. As this stuff goes on, the people in the community, the eyebrows get higher, the brains get slower, and nobody wants to get just a simple equation of how about a robo-text call to everybody in the neighborhood.
Just to let
them
know.
Just to tell them.
That's it.
Something. No, much too challenging.
Universities have better policies.
Let me tell you, but if your dog in the wrong place on the grass, you're going to get 16 letters about that.
Or you park on the street.
But if there are potential home invaders that come in here, no need to make a big fuss about that. It's stunning. Please, someone explain it to me.
At least they were polite.
Why they're very polite, but why does it, you mean knocking on the glass?
Yeah, they couldn't bust in.
Okay, knock, knock, knock. I'll huff and I'll puff. No.
Once the clapper comes on, can't rob this house. Someone's home.
Can someone explain to me why that is? Is that every neighborhood where people get that kind of raised eyebrow? Here's the vibe I got from everybody I talked to about this in a position of any kind of authority. Everybody I talked to in a position of any kind of authority almost feels like they're getting blamed for it.
Yes.
They're covering their own asses.
Yeah, yes.
Why?
Because
the more you open yourself up,
when you're the homeowners association president, and I was in the past, you get calls about everything. And when you get calls in a tone that basically say, fix this for me now.
And why did it happen? Why did you let it happen?
And I was like, look, I'll call the management company, but you know, I only do this part time and at the goodness of my heart. So.
Well, it was stunning to me. It was stunning, the reaction. And yeah, you're right. Get involved with the look. I was a president of a homeowners association,
and I think you should do it again, a second term.
I don't want to be the whole enchilada, but I would love to be
a side
involved
dish.
With the security. This is all I want. I want when something goes down. Now, and oh, also three people said, if something like that happens, call the police. Thanks for the bulletin. Somebody's outside banging on it. Thanks for that. But the fact is,
this is thinking outside the box.
But don't you think if something goes down and it's reported, that everybody in this little tiny
should know about it?
No,
of course.
What is the big man?
Yes.
But you think I was asking for, and I got, I think so, my wife might have got, well, I don't want to make 40 phone calls. And I understand that, but Oscar, technology in place, obviously, to set up
Mike,
like
you just,
a multi-text,
all you have
right?
to do is get 40 emails, put them in one list, group them together, and send the message. That's it.
Yeah. What
and,
about
or
text?
Have a running group text.
Or you can run a group text. You can actually do it from your phone. You have everybody's number. Send it right out.
Right. Right,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
that's
and
it.
And then you got to mute them because all the chatty Cathy.
You can send out a
it.
Big group text that either says yeah. someone's running around with a gun or someone put out their recycles before 6 p.m.
Yes.
But
all
no,
of these things
it.
Are important.
Found human feces on my front yard.
You just collect, and you can collect all the numbers on your phone, send out one text.
One text, yep.
And
yeah.
that's all that's required.
You can even name the group text. Julia showed me how to do this.
Yes.
Where you can call it like Homeowners Association text. Yeah.
Right,
white supremacist.
Homeowners Association security text.
Not
that's all.
White supremacist at all. That would be a bad. Don't name it that.
It's a little stunning to me how it is. My feeling is that courtesy we got from a neighbor down the street that was talking about potentially some creepos or guys that wanted mm-hmm. to break in that were knocking on the glass. Well, we got that, but nobody else. What about the person two doors down that's not going to get that? And that's all I want. I just want the information.
Or
do you
if
think,
a house,
do I think you should call the police? Yes.
Mike, what if a house was broken into and the people just aren't there?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They don't know.
They don't know what's going on. It's yeah. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do about it. But, you know,
you
it's
should just go down and see if
involved.
They have, like, not a treasurer, but more like a secretary position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you don't really
Sergeant
do
at
anything.
Arms.
You don't really do anything, but you say you're taking a note.
I was told by the lady that called us, our friend, that they do have a committee for security. So they
well, where are they on vacation?
I don't know what's going on. Haven't heard from anything. And everybody gives the old. You would.
The committee was out at 3 a.m. knocking on windows.
Or the chair died. No one let them know.
I was told that make sure you keep your lights on and lock your doors. Thanks for Great. The bulletin. Anyway, sorry.
Lock your doors.
Politics. God,
it's hilarious.
God.
Also, so Mike, they said if you have a sign in your front yard that says lots of valuables in this house,
right?
Take it down.
Please. Yeah. Gold inside. Come on in. We'll take a break and come back with more fun news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
Humanity has been faced with many great questions. Will Rob ever lose the weight? Will Oscar burn down his house and claim the insurance money? Will Mike ever shop in a place better than a Walmart? How about this? Bottle or can? Does it really matter where your beer comes from? Well, guess what? In the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club, we're going to be asking those questions and we're going to be talking all about it. We love TMOS and we love our beer. Come on in. Facebook.com and search on TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club and join in on the fun.
Thank you, Marcus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hint Water. Everybody knows you should drink 8 glasses of water a day, but who really does it? Nobody, because water is boring. That's why you should try Hint Water. Hint Water was started by Kara Golden a few years ago after having her fourth child. Kara was overweight. She had horrible acne. She felt awful. She was also drinking 10 diet sodas a day instead of water because water is boring. That's why she started Hint Water. And I will tell you, Hint is pure water infused with the taste of fresh fruit. Hint is never boring. They have flavors for everyone. Watermelon, peach, mango, grapefruit, and many more. No sugar, no chemicals, just great tasting, all natural fruit flavored water. Both Health and Self magazines named Hint Water the best flavored water. I love their berry flavor.
I got it right here, Mike. The blackberry is off
the
chain.
Oh,
the
blackberry
chain.
Is so good.
Oh, yeah. Wish I had some.
Sounds like you need some.
Rob, drank it all. He drank it all.
You don't have to lug heavy cases of water back from the store. You can have it delivered right to your door. Right now, get a single variety pack shipped directly to your door, including 3 bottles each of Hint's 4 most popular flavors, pineapple, watermelon, crisp apple, and blackberry. Normally $24 for only $15. DrinkHint.com/TMOS. That's DrinkHint.com/TMOS. HINT.com/TMOS. DrinkHint.com/TMOS. And get yours today, everybody.
News.
Boo.
Bill Cosby and his lawyers recently argued that he's legally blind.
I remember this.
So he can't identify his accusers, and if he can't see them, he can't say whether or not he's ever met them. But some people think that is just an act, so he wiggles out of all the legal problems he's facing, or at least he gets some sympathy. You've seen him walking into the courthouse.
Yeah.
That's the way that rolls. Cosby supposedly has a condition called keratoconosis, which is an issue with the cornea that causes the eye to bulge.
You see, I got the bulging eye with the light and the thing coming in the rasm.
I had it for a long time.
I broke up with that condition about 5 years ago.
That's a different cara.
Keratoconosis. Experts say it doesn't actually cause blindness and that it's treatable with contact lenses or surgery. It's possible that he has other eye problems like glaucoma or macular degeneration. But an eye doctor told the New York Post that those can all be treated too. The deputy district attorney wasn't impressed with the note he got from Cosby's doctor and said it, quote, looks like something you might get at a lens crafter's.
Oh, no.
We'll check it out, Cos. There you go.
Well, you knew Saturday Night Live was going to have a few things to say about the election. We talked about it briefly at the beginning of the show. They started it off with a tribute to both Hillary Clinton and the late Leonard Cohen by having Kate McKinnon sing Hallelujah as Hillary. She even got a little teary-eyed at the end. At the end, she looked at the camera and said, I'm not giving up and neither should you. And live from New York, it's Saturday Night. Host Dave Chappelle getting rave reviews and did a funny skit about how shocked white liberals were at Donald Trump's victory, but how black people pretty much saw it coming. Chris Rock made a surprise appearance in that one. Chappelle's monologue took some shots at Trump, saying we elected an internet troll as our president. He also said he suspected Trump would win because, quote, I know the whites. You guys aren't as full of surprises as you used to be. So that was Saturday Night Live. They were all over it. Bruce Springsteen, no sign of Donald Trump, right, on Saturday Night Live? Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump was gone. Bruce Springsteen got in a little hometown jam over the weekend. He went out for a motorcycle ride on the back roads near Freehold, New Jersey, where he grew up. But his bike broke down, and he was temporarily stranded on the side of the road. Imagine you're rolling along.
I can't
along, you
imagine
see the
that. That'd be wild.
Yeah.
The bikers found him from a local American Legion. They saw him. They pulled over. They were on their way from a Veterans Day ceremony. We went to one of those also on the weekend. We went to a Veterans Day parade here in Fort Myers. They didn't know it was him at first. They were just stopping to lend a hand. They tried to get his bike started, but it wasn't happening. So they gave him a lift to a bar down the street while he was waiting for a ride. One of the guys posted a photo with Bruce on the Freehold American Legion Facebook page and told the whole story. He said Bruce was very down to earth and that he took down their names and number for a future ride. Supposedly, Bruce also chipped in $100 toward the bar bill.
That's
good for him.
Awesome.
That's a cool
Should've
story.
Should have paid for the bill.
Oh, by the way, I'll tell you tomorrow about Zen and the Art of Mike O'Mara Motorcycle Maintenance, which I'm pretty proud of.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. By the way, I never mentioned it often on the show, but I get handier as each day.
Zen shorts.
If I were going to commit to gaining 500 pounds, this just might be the calorie delivery method I would choose. McDonald's in Italy has just created a brand new Nutella. Is it Nutella or Nutella? How
I have always
it?
Said Nutella.
Nutella.
Nutella. They have created a brand new Nutella burger.
Gross.
Basically, it's just a hamburger bun with a patty made entirely out of Nutella.
Mike, is your passport up to date? Let's take a trip.
Does that sound appetizing?
Sure.
It actually doesn't to me. It sounds gross.
No, Nutella on toast is great, so that's essentially what this is.
There's no meat, just a massive amount of the chocolate spread. Unfortunately, because they hate money, they probably won't bring the burger over to the United States. Rob, do you think that would fly here in the U.S. of A.?
I think it's a little too exotic for the United States. We're more of a people that like to put Nutella on ice cream as opposed to a hamburger bun.
Here we go. Here is a 90-second shower trick that supposedly will wake you up.
Oh, boy.
This will wake you up even better than a shower, a normal shower. The downside is it kind of sounds like torture, so maybe just try it when you're really tired. I would think when you've had a late night the night before, you might want to do this. First, you shower like normal.
Okay.
Then before you get out, you blast yourself with cold water for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Then you switch back to hot for 30 seconds and end with another 30-second blast of the cold. So that's 30 seconds of cold, 30 seconds of hot, and 30 seconds of cold again. Obviously, the cold water alone would wake you up. But switching back and forth between hot and cold supposedly works even better because it increases that good old blood flow, everybody.
Also would really shock your system.
Yeah, it sounds like murder, right?
So.
Yeah,
I would think so. With me, I would just be like, hey, this really seems to work out on me.
Get the paddles.
What's going on?
And you can guarantee that the turtle head is inside.
Yeah, look at that.
Gross. Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
Smaller than even when I got out of the pool. Anyway, here's a little something-something for your boys. 21-year-old Johnny Mullins from Jenkins, Kentucky. He is an aspiring weatherman. He's been posting videos of himself making weather forecasts on Facebook for a little while now, but he hasn't built much of a following. There have been a lot of wildfires in the area lately, so he came up with the horrible idea to set one.
Oh, no.
And film himself in front of it to try to get attention.
Oh, no.
With Johnny. His videos. The cops quickly traced the fire back to him, and he was arrested for second-degree arson. Fortunately, there was no one hurt in the fire, and the fire department was able to contain it. Johnny's video about the fire only got a few thousand views on Facebook. Mullins is actually Johnny's middle name. His last name is Nameberry. Look at the fire. I get the fire to get the views on Facebook.
He's Nameberry. Dry things burn hot and fast, and now I don't have any eyebrows.
Nameberry.
I'll burn it up.
Dommy.
He's Nameberry. I'm replacing Charlie on the show. Anyway, thank you so much. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. It's that time of the year again, a new Rob and Joe promo. Joe's not even here. We're that lazy. Our fearless leader, Michael O'Mara, said we need new promos, and 7 months later, here I am. Yes, that's how creative we are. Check back for our next promo in 12 years when we break down the great Anthony Weiner, Mel Gibson presidential race. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes. Download us on the app, robandjoeshow.com. See you in 2028, the year of the oxen.
Hey, very exciting. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are fast approaching. Are you looking for the perfect gift? Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get our family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You will get 77% off. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers, all the best steaks, flavorful, tender aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. They have everything. It's a perfect gift, and you can skip the malls, the lines, and the crowds. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what you get for under $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, plus four burgers, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages free. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and add the family gift back to your cart. Only $49.99, omahasteaks.com, enter TMOS in the search bar, and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you to Omaha Steaks, and get ready to enjoy that delicious meat. It's fantastic. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, November 14, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Pony, this is for you.
Oh, boy.
Never give up hope. Always be strong. Always be closing. If you really want a date.
ABC.
If you really want a date, take a page from this young man who put a video up on Facebook over the weekend. He's an Asian guy. He looks to be about 20.
Asian.
And he really, really, he's been working out and he wants a date. And Pony, if you put up a video like this, shirtless, as this guy did, I think you might be able to work something out. Check this out. Mike, even I was intrigued by
turned
this.
Turned on.
Hey, yeah. Guys. Once again, I am looking for a girlfriend. But now,
no.
I got Name a chest. I got a six pack, and I am back to tell you that no chest, no sex. So I am back, and I'm looking for a girlfriend. All right, I am looking for a girlfriend. So if you know a girl who's
single... All right, stop
single,
it right there. Stop it right there. Yes. He will have more success if he can pronounce girlfriend. But when he said, I am looking for a girlfriend.
I think that his accent is intriguing and charming.
Okay.
And he gets better, too. Listen.
Right now, because I am looking for a girl to sleep on my body, to touch my six-pack, to feel my chest, and I want a girl to go to the movies with me, hold hands with me, and have sex with me. So if you know a girl who can resist and not resist my sexy body, tag her right now, because I got a chest and a six-pack, and I am looking for a girlfriend.
He wants a girlfriend. Pony, get on it, man.
Sleep on top of me.
Girlfriend, sleep on top of me.
That's right. Go to the movies and have sex with me. It has to be a girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Sounds Australian.
He does.
A little kinda. Australian, right?
But I just, it's just so intriguing. Yeah.
Thank you, Statue of Liberty.
Lady Liberty.
Mike, lots Lady of Liberty. Celebrities. Lots of celebrities have been weighing in on the election results, some for, some against, but there's only one that I really put any stock in. A live tweet from Yoko Ono. And
what?
Oh, no.
Yoko Ono, who was the widow of John Lennon.
Oh, she broke up the Beatles.
Yeah, yes, she did. And she reacted to the election, and let's hear what she has to say.
Rob, everything else is like... I can't hear it. That's too loud. Is that real?
That's real. That's from her Twitter feed. You know who she would really get along with well, I think.
Hey, guys. Once again, I am looking for a girlfriend.
Yeah, Yoko. Right. Yeah, over there. 80-year-old Yoko.
Yeah. Well, she's sexy. Dead sexy. Mike, name this TV theme.
Hawaii 5-0.
Not Hawaii 5-0.
Herbie.
I have no idea.
The Man from Uncle.
What?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Because we lost Robert Vaughn this weekend. He played Napoleon Solo. And perhaps people, if you want me to bring it into this century, you'll remember Robert Vaughn most likely from a Hurt Line commercial.
Being the victim of a serious accident is never easy.
My husband was in the hospital for quite a while.
Between the surgery and the rehab, I thought I'd never get out.
But I'm not the type of person who sues.
If you've been seriously injured, you need a law firm that deals with serious injury cases
Robert
every
Vaughn.
Day.
Robert Vaughn, good actor. I think an Oscar nominee. But yes. He passed away this weekend. That one, not my fault. I will take full blame, Mike, for the passing of Leon Russell. There's no one more important to me. I really felt bad and shocked.
How old was Leon Russell?
74.
Wow.
But I
like the song.
Oh, this is a medley of some of his great songs. I'm singing this song to you, 'cause
I love you more and more. Sad. And
more. Oh, yeah. Lead
it be. Why, how'd you kill him?
The theme of the Rob Spiewak show on the wave this weekend was Music of the Wrecking Crew, and I specifically cited the fact that he played piano on a record.
Ooh.
Mentioned
it's
him.
My favorite right here.
Oh, great. Life and the funeral pyre,
putting on the show for you. He was performing like last year.
Oh, he put out a new album, I think, last year, yeah. And he was an amazing musician. He collaborated with everybody, and if you doubt his talent, Elton John called him a mentor. Elton John looked up to Leon Russell. And, of course,
that's a shame.
If you've ever seen the documentary with Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, he's amazing in it. He's just the greatest musician and loved universally. So safe home, Leon Russell.
Yeah.
Also, now this is weirdish. Val Kilmer has come out to say he doesn't have the cancer and that he's doing fine.
Yeah,
and
then, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, and I got this tape. He was at the premiere of the film of his one-man show, Citizen Twain.
Yes.
And he says that he's suffering from a swollen tongue. But
I don't know what's going on.
Me neither.
It's sad when you hear him. He is.
I haven't heard this yet.
His voice is not recognizable. Yeah. He had a very good voice. A great speaking voice. And this has messed him up, as you'll be able to hear.
And I believe he did all the singing in the Doors movie. I think he did his own singing in the Doors movie. Anyway,
so something's going on. Yeah. I'm not sure what.
So here's how Val sounded over the weekend.
I was starting to late. I don't have much more to say.
Sounds like Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
No.
So many of you coming out. When I'm sure of that.
Oh,
that on your minds. But my plan, it was about
All
right, I don't want to hear any more.
Yeah, he looked. Really he looked healthy. He looked okay.
He looked healthy, but it sounds like he's having trouble breathing.
Yeah, I hope he's all right.
A swollen tongue.
Yeah,
swollen tongue would make you sound like that.
That's pretty
if
good.
If it's
Mike.
Blocking your airway. Oh, that's wow. Well, he sounds like. Well, it sounds a little bit like.
Towards
like,
the end.
Look
Marlon
at my boy.
The...
Look what they did to my sonny. Look at my boy. Oh my God.
Do you remember? She had a fairly big hit on the country charts a while back. Her name was.
I was just doing
you
my Marlon
so
Brando.
Insensitive.
Slow down, Rob. Give me a second to explain here, okay? I was just doing my Marlon Brando, and that's it. You know.
I don't understand. You know, pretty good. I could have been a contender. Come on. All right, Charlie. Charlie.
All right, oh, I'm sorry.
Did they ever ask you in for a cup of coffee?
No one ever asked me for a cup of coffee. Thank you very much. There we are.
And then, of course, my favorite Marlon Brando impression is with the orange peel in the mouth.
Oh, no. It's curtains. Curtains.
Vito Corleone out.
Thank you.
She
Thank you
had
much.
A pretty big hit on the country charts a couple years back called Redneck Woman. Her name was Gretchen Wilson.
Okay.
And she showed up to an event recently with a busted up arm. And they asked her about it. And I really admire her candor.
I wish I had a good story, like, you know, some girl got in my face and I laid her out. But that's not exactly what happened. All I can say about this is to my girls out there over 40. Don't go peeing in the bushes with Bridget Tatum after 2 a.m. wearing 5-inch heels. It is not that easy to get back up over the age of 40 on those stilettos.
So she fell
That's
down,
awesome.
Taking a leak. And wow. I appreciate the fact that she was so truthful
That's
with
cool.
us.
And then afterwards, she high-fived the cactus.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. To send in a letter or birthday request to our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks for your continued dedicated support. And please share your love for the Mike O'Mara Show all over the world.
Yeah.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.